This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. So from 9 to 9:15, we learn Mishnah Berurah, which is a very chashuva limud. The Chafetz Chaim says that if somebody has limited amount of time, learning halacha is the most important limud. It takes precedence over anything. He also says that a person has to learn Musar every day. And Sefer Chafetz Chaim has really two parts to it. We're going to be starting with the halachais, but there's also a chelek called Shmiras Halashain. And on the back of my edition, it brings from the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, Ein mishpacha ba'olam shalomdim lefi ha-seder shal shtei halachas liyoyim, shaloi ra'u eizai shehi Yeshua be'inyaneyam. That there is no family that learns Hilchos Lashon Hara that won't experience some form of Yeshua. But of course, our main kavana is to learn it, to be zahir in the inyanim. And the brachos are already kasuv in the Sefer Tehillim. Oyev yamim lirois toiv, that the Ribbono Shel Olam promises a person arichas yamim v'shanim v'toiv uv'ne'imos. Okay, we begin with the Hakdama. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, Sher Hivdilanu Mikalo Amen, that He separated us from all the nations, V'nasalanu Tairasai, He gave us His Torah, V'chnisanu L'Eretz HaKodesh, He brought us into the Holy Land, K'dei Shenizgeh L'Kayim Kol Mitzvaysav, so that we can merit to fulfill all the mitzvahs. Because a Jew can only fulfill all 613 mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're severely limited. There are many mitzvahs we cannot be Mekayim. And why did Hashem give us the Torah and bring us into Eretz Yisrael? Why does He want us to fulfill the mitzvahs? V'chol kavanasai rak l'tayvaseinu. The kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for our benefit. K'dei shal yideze niya k'doy shemelav. So that we can be holy to Him. K'may shekasuv, like the Pasuk says, and we say it three times a day in Shema. We say it twice a day in Shema. L'man tizkiru, so that you remember. V'asisam es kol mitzvoyisai, and perform all the mitzvahs. V'yisam k'doyshim le'elokeichem, and you will be holy to Hashem. Because by being mekayim all 613 mitzvahs, it sanctifies our 613 parts, 248 limbs, 365 sinews, and if we sanctify our whole entity, we will be holy. V'ya b'chaltenu l'kabalas hashpas tuvay v'rev chazda b'olam hazeh, we will have the capacity to receive the influence of Hashem's goodness and His abundant kindness in this world, and in the next world. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam always is mashpia toiva on us. The thing is, we have to be a receptacle. In order to be a receptacle, we have to be sanctified. In order to be sanctified, we have to keep all the mitzvahs. So we have to be a receptacle in this world and in the next world. K'may shekasuv, like the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem lekecha shoyal me'imach kiyim liyira. What does Hashem ask of you? He only asks of you to fear Him. Lishmar etz mitzvahs Hashem, to keep the mitzvahs, the eschukaisav, and His statutes, asher anoichi mitzavcha hayom, that I command you today, letoiv lach, that it should be good for you. Now, there are two ways to read the Pasuk. You may mistakenly read the Pasuk. Hashem asks you to keep the Torah. By the way, if you keep the Torah, things will be good for you. No. Wrong. That's not what the Pasuk means. It doesn't mean Hashem asks you to keep the Torah. And if you do, by the way, things will be good for you. What it means is Hashem asks you to keep the Torah so that it should be good for you. It's not that Hashem has an agenda. He wants you to keep the Torah. And by the way, if you do what He says, things will be good. No, He only asks it of you for your benefit. Ayin Shem Per Shramban, the Haile Toivlach. Look there in the commentary of the Ramban that when it says L'toivlach atchilas ha-pasuk d'ma Hashem l'kach shoyal me'imach kai, that when it says so that it should be good for you, it's going on the beginning of the pasuk. That's why Hashem asks it of you in the first place. V'loy daibaz, that's not enough. Shenas alenos klei chamdasai, that He gave us His desirous kli. Af gam tzivoy sanu shaloy na'azvena, He also asks us not to abandon it. K'may shekasov, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, ki lekach toiv nasati lachem, I gave you a good merchandise. Torah si al tazoivu, do not forsake my Torah. This is different than human interaction. Most people, you give someone a gift and they're not treating it properly, you say to yourself, okay, good, I'm coming back to take it back. I'm going to take it back. V'loy k'midas basar v'dam. Not like a flesh and blood. Shem yitein l'chaver matan ha'tov. If you give your friend a good gift, v'chaver o'inu misnag ba kashura, and your friend is not according himself properly with it, and he doesn't cherish the gift, the giver is yearning. When will my friend completely relinquish the gift so I can take it back? That is not how Hashem operates. Hashem established for us in every generation, in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash, Nevi'im, prophets, to bring us back to the good path. In other words, Hashem gave us a gift and He doesn't let us abandon it. And He sends the Jewish people, leaders, to ensure we don't abandon it. Even in times of the second base of Sheyarad Matzav HaYisraeli, that the state of the Jewish people plummeted. Because there are many sins. Mikdushasa Rishana, from its original sanctity. We know in times of Bayesheni, we were missing five things that we had in the Bayis Rishon. We're missing five things we had in the Bayis Rishon. By the way, what are they? The Gemara Yuma says they are. You remember my mnemonic? Asher. Asher spelled with three alephs. Aroin, Urim Veturim, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara darshans it from the Pasuk in Chagai. V'chabda, missing a hey, yeah? Im kolze nevertheless b'yoseinu al admaseinu. But even in times of the second Beis HaMikdash, even though we were missing these five things, but still, we were on our land. We had the Beis HaMikdash. We still had the capacity to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. We had the capacity to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. Thereby, by fulfilling all 613, we were able to complete, rectify, sanctify all components of our soul. Ki ba nefesh yesh gam kein ramach evarim ushsagidim. Because the nefesh also has 248 limbs and 365 spiritual sinews, ruchaniyim. So the same way you have 248 physical limbs, 365 spiritual physical sinews, you also have corresponding to that spiritual counterparts. V'ayin b'shar kedusha l'mayreino Rav Chaim Vital Perek Aleph. Look in the Shar Kedusha of Rav Chaim Vital. However, ach l'besoif yimei bayisheni. Like I pointed out, usually the daily learning is a bit shorter, but the intro, we just have to cover a little bit of ground. Ach l'besoif yimei bayisheni. In the end of the second base of Mikdash, gavra sinas chinam v'lashin har beinenu. Baselit hatred and slander prevailed. Because of this, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We were exiled from our land. By the way, I want to tell you a chiddush, that if you live in America, you're living in Golos. Did you know that? America is not the promised land, or wherever you may be. Only Eretz Yisrael. So even if you live in a place where there are many kosher pizza stores, still, you're still in Golos. Just wanted to point that out. Now the Chafetz Chaim here has a chiddush noira v'atzam that nobody says. Because you learn the simple Gemara, the Gemara seems to say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. The Gemara doesn't say one word about Lashon Hara. You know that? The Gemara in Yuma says, why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. So where did the Chafetz Chaim get this whole book from that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara? He made it up based on the following compelling argument. V'galinu me'artzenu k'disa b'yuma uv'yishami. Aye, look at this. A chiddush noira from the Chafetz Chaim. You would glance over this. Hagam shehagemara nokta Sinas Chinam. Even though the Gemara says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of baseless hatred, it doesn't mean baseless hatred. You hear this? Chafetz Chaim says a chiddush noira. The Gemara says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of baseless hatred. And the Chafetz Chaim says it doesn't mean that. Hakavanu hu lashon hara gam kein. It means because of lashon hara also. Sheyotzeis mitzad asina, which emanates from hatred. Why? De'ilav hachi lo yoyu ne'anashim kol kach. Otherwise we would not have been punished so severely. It's not reasonable that God would have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because of sinas chinam. It's not a severe enough sin. It's a lav she'im by ma'isa. How could Hashem destroy Beis HaMikdash because of sinas chinam? It's a small sin, sinas chinam. The answer is, sinas chinam was the root of the Lashon Hara. You hear this chiddush noira? The entire worldview of the Chafetz Chaim is based on a svara. The svara is, sinas chinam is not a severe enough avera to cause destruction based on this. Behind the siyam sham lamercha. That's why the Gemara Vir concludes, kasha sinas chinam keneged avodah zarah gila res shrichas damim. Listen carefully. The Gemara says, Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of the cardinal sin. Three cardinal sins. Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. From here we see Sinas Chinam is equal to the three cardinal sins. But we know that the Gemara in Erechin says, Lashon Hara is equal to the three cardinal sins. Is Araya Muchachas that when the Gemara says Sinas Chinam is equal to the three cardinal sins, it's not really just talking about Sinas Chinam. It means Lashon Hara. That's another ironclad support to the thesis of the Chafetz Chaim that the Gemara doesn't mean sinas chinam only. V'hainu the siyam sham la'amelcha shekasha sinas chinam k'nayin v'ezor gila v'ezor shechazom v'zemat sinu be'erachin gabi lashon hara. We find this in Erachin by lashon hara. V'oid, furthermore, migufa the shmaita the yuma muchach k'mo shekasavnu the shakla v'tari in the Gemara over there is muchach mi the parach sham of mikdash rishain. The Gemara has a kasha there, but what by the bias rishain did they get along? V'doikrim es chavreyam. They also spoke Lashon Hara. So you see, it's Muchach in the Shakl of Ataria that the Sinas Chinam there means Lashon Hara Ayin Sham. So basically, because of from then and on, Umeyaz V'arata, from then until today, B'chol Yom, every single day, on Umetzapim, we yearn, Umespalim, Ufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyikare Voisanu, that He should draw us close, Kasher Hivtichanu B'Tayras HaKadosha, as He promised in His Holy Torah, Val Yedei Neviyav, and through His prophets, Kama Pa'amim, Ve'ein Miskabelas Tfilasenu Lefanav, and our Tfilas are not received, K'may Sha'amru Chazal B'brachos, like Chazal say, Miyoyim Shenechrav Beis HaMikdash, from the day the temple was destroyed, Choyma Shel Barzel Mafsekes Bein Yisrael La'aviyem Shebashamayim. There's an iron wall between us and God. So even though we call out to Him multiple times a day, still our tefillos are not accepted. Why? Because there's an iron wall between us and Hashem. By the way, we happen to point out in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, even though the Mechaber said there could be a situation where there's an iron wall, it still gets through. It still gets through. But still, it's obviously been very difficult because it's already 2,000 years. One more paragraph. MS, Loyalav Chasu Shamutlu Nasenu. The truth is, our complaint is not on heaven forbid Hashem. Kiyam al Atzmenu. It's our fault. Ki mitzidoy lo yibatzer, Hashem is not withholding anything, chas v'shalom. K'ma shekasa b'yishaya, hein lo yikatzre yad Hashem yoshia, Hashem's hand is not too short from saving us. V'lo yikavda aznay mishmaya, Hashem's hearing is as acute as it ever was. Kiyam avoynoy seichem, it is our sins that have created a mechitza ma'avdeles beinenu uvein avinu shema shemayim. And the proof is, long ago, Mashiach could have come. Uvimei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nimsa b'Gemara Sanhedrin, b'Perek Chelek. In the times of Yeshua ben Levi, it's found in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Shehishivai, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Shehayoyim, in b'koyloi tishmon, Yavai Mashiach. Today, if you listen to Hashem, Mashiach will come. What do you mean? It wasn't even 1,000 years in Galus then. Av shaloi nishlam oz adayin zman agol shenigzal Yisrael. It hadn't even been complete, the galus that it was decreed on the Jewish people. Sheyu elef shanim galus, that there'll be 1,000 years in the galus, kaminyan yom yishal kadosh baruch hu, as the day of Hashem, meaning Hashem promised we'll be in galus for a day, and a day for Hashem is 1,000 years. And at that point in time, we weren't even in galus 1,000 years. Still, Mashiach would have come. K'may shematzinu b'divrei Chazal, that Chazal say we needed to be in galus 1,000 years. Im kol zeh hayakayach hatshuva mevatel sagzera, but nevertheless, tshuva would have abolished the decree, and we would have been redeemed, and Mashiach would have come a long time ago, even though we wouldn't have been in galus 1,000 years. Certainly in our times. Today, we've already been in Galus more than 800 years past 1,000 years. It's more than 800 years since 1,000 years have been up. The problem is us. Ein Anu manichim loy sheyashra shchinasai besaychenu. We don't let Hashem return. So we call out to Hashem, Hashem, build the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem says, pal, I want to. You don't let me. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.